Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke with your Hobart News Briefing. Housing is front and centre this morning ahead of the state budget. The state government announcing an ambitious social and affordable housing program worth a record $538 million. On the cards, new builds, first homeowner grants and funding for homelessness services. Treasurer Michael Ferguson handing down his first budget later today, saying we'll see a boost to housing supply.
I'll have some updated figures in the budget about the success of getting more land opened up so that it can be developed for housing.
We'll get to vote for more people at the next state election, with the Premier pushing to restore numbers in the House of Assembly. This would reverse the 1998 decision to cut back the numbers of sitting members to 25 and instead increase it to 35 seats. A bill will be introduced later this year and once passed will come into effect at the 2025 state election. Tassie is now without an ice rink following the Glenorchy facility closing its doors over the weekend. iSports Tasmania president Anna Holliday says they're still in talks with the state government to get a new rink in the state.
What I know is that we've been engaged for several months, and I think that engagement has been really productive. We've built a solid relationship with the government. I think the government does understand the need for a new rink, and I genuinely think that they want to work towards a solution.
We know animal crashes spike this time of year as days become shorter and wildlife ventures onto the road earlier. And now the latest data from AAMI, it's showing that Kingston on a Saturday night is the worst time to be on the road anywhere in Tasmania. Nationwide, more than 10% of all animal collisions last year happened in May. Jack Jumpers forward Jared Bairstow isn't slowing down just yet, signing on to the Hobart Chargers in the NBL 1. But coach Anthony Stewart says he won't play in Friday night's game against Bendigo at Kingborough due to injury.
He's picked up a significant injury that will keep him out until June 18th. So we get the break, and then hopefully we'll be pretty close to a full squad by then.
Listener.